From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The fight on Capitol Hill over judicial nominations is spilling over into the religious arena. A group of Christian conservatives plans to hold a telecast later this month. On that program, they plan to attack Democrats in the U.S. Senate who staged filibusters to block some of President Bush's judicial nominations. One of those who will appear in that telecast is Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The group organizing the anti-judicial filibuster simulcast is the politically and religiously conservative Family Research Council. It's already involved in this cause, broadcasting ads like this one on its weekly radio show.
A minority in Congress is prohibiting the constitutional process of getting judges nominated and placed. Senate leaders have a solution. But you need to know how
the Family Research Council is promoting the April 24th simulcast on its website with a letter from its president, Tony Perkins, that was first reported in today's New York Times. In it, Perkins calls the 10 court nominees who've been blocked by Democratic filibusters, quote, people of faith and moral conviction whose only offense is to say abortion is wrong or that marriage should be between a man and a woman. Perkins says Majority Leader Frist will help underscore that message.
After we had put this together about a week or so ago, we contacted his office and just simply asked if he would be interested in sending a message to the gathering. And so he is going to be joining by video a message that he's been speaking all along, simply that there should be an up or down vote on these judicial nominees.
In a brief hallway interview at the Capitol today, Frist insisted his decision to take part in the simulcast does not signal a new focus on religious conservatives in the fight over judicial filibusters.
I have participated in similar sorts of telecasts in the past on issues like marriage, but there's no undue emphasis there, and I think people have to see what I say, which will be simply that our constitutional responsibility is advice and consent, and that means that we need to be allowed to vote on these judges.
But in a meeting today with reporters, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid said it would be, in his words, a big mistake for Frist to get involved in the simulcast. The number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, deplored Frist's decision to do so in a speech on the Senate floor.
I don't dispute Senator Frist's right to speak his mind. I'll fight for his right for free speech, nor those who have written this publication. But I ask Americans to step back for a moment and ask, is this what you want? Do you want to have a federal judiciary and a Congress that intervenes in the most private aspects of your life and the life of your family?
It wasn't just Democrats who spoke out today against Frist taking part in an event billing filibusters as against people of faith. Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee, who's to take part in a fundraiser this weekend with Frist, also said his taking part in the simulcast
greatly concerns me. I come from the state of Rhode Island, which was really the birthplace of religious freedom. So I'm very concerned that there's a blurring of church and state and the separation of church and state.
Chafee is one of perhaps a half dozen Senate Republicans with deep misgivings about changing the Senate's rules to rule out judicial filibusters. Frist is contemplating this so-called nuclear option, which Democrats say would trigger a breakdown of the Senate's normal business. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.